Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in to Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in. Right now, we're taking a look at whether or not the Jaguars should pursue linebacker Roquan Smith, who has asked the Bears for a trade. There's a lot of folks out there that, upon hearing the news, took to Twitter this morning, stumped hard for the Jaguars to pursue the two-time second-team All-Pro linebacker, who is entering his fifth year in the league. The final year of his rookie contract. Your boy wants to get paid. We will dive into it right now. Reminder to please subscribe and hit the notification bell on YouTube so you do not miss a show here. You can follow me at Jordan DeLugo on Twitter, Generation Jaguar, at Generation Jag. Should the Jaguars pursue a trade for off-ball linebacker Roquan Smith? I was on Twitter earlier today, as I mentioned, and perhaps I got a little snarky, dismissive on this subject without fully explaining my rationale. And I'm going to go ahead and bury the lead here. The Jaguars should not attempt to trade for Roquan Smith, and there's no world in which they would based on their current roster construction. Don't get me wrong. This is an elite young linebacker who would, without question, make the Jaguars a much better defense, and in my opinion, you trade for him today, he is your best defensive player right now. No questions asked. Roquan Smith is that dude. But the bottom line is this team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, your Jacksonville Jaguars, are paying Foye Oluokun $15 million per year for at the very minimum the next two seasons, 2022 and 2023. They just spent a first-round pick on off-ball linebacker Devin Lloyd. They just spent a third-round pick on Chad Muma, an off-ball linebacker out of Wyoming. So this is a team that, over the course of 2 or 3 months, brought in off-ball linebacker Foye Oluokun from Atlanta, $15 million per year, minimum of 2 years before the Jaguars can get out from under that contract. A first rounder on Devin Lloyd, another off-ball linebacker. A third rounder on Chad Muma, another off-ball linebacker. Foye Oluokun is the fourth highest paid off-ball linebacker in the league annually, and from a guaranteed money perspective, he's seventh. He's being paid as an elite off-ball linebacker by the Jacksonville Jaguars. This team has already massively invested in that group in the short and long term this offseason. A first, a third, and a massive free agent contract on off-ball linebackers. By the way, a position that generally only has two players on the field at one time. In the 3-4 defense that the Jaguars run, and in nickel, where you get an extra corner or safety on the field, extra defensive back on the field, you only have two off-ball linebackers. You have three that you just massively invested in this offseason. To land Roquan, at the very least, you're giving up a day two pick, at the very least. And then you have to sign him. Again, this guy wants to get paid. That's why he wants out of Chicago, among other reasons. But you're going to have to sign him to a deal that would likely exceed what you're already paying Foye Oluokun. And let's say you're like, okay, let's go get Roquan Smith and move on from Foye Oluokun. You know, only 3 or 4 months after bringing him in the first place, which makes no sense. But let's say you did want to do that. There's simply no way that another team is going to trade for Foye Oluokun with the contract that he currently has from the Jaguars. No other team was willing to match that contract in free agency. The Jaguars overspent to land Foye Oluokun, and I do not blame them for doing so. They wanted him. Mike Caldwell is a former linebacker. He's now, and linebacker coach, he's now the Jaguars defensive coordinator. He wanted to build something like what he had in Tampa with Devin White and Levante David. So he brings in Foye Oluokun, a tackling machine, a guy who makes plays all over the field, forces fumbles, picks off passes, deflects passes, playmaker, tackling machine. I get that. But there's not another team in the NFL right now that would trade for Foye Oluokun with his current salary. So even if the Jaguars did want to pursue Roquan Smith, it's simply not viable with the investments they've made at the position this offseason. The soonest the Jaguars would possibly pursue another starting off-ball linebacker, in my opinion, is in 2 years after the 2023 season. And if that's the case, that means things have gone terribly wrong with Foye Oluokun, Devin Lloyd, and Chad Muma. I appreciate the fans' desire to improve the baseline of talent on the team, and Roquan Smith would without question be one of the very best players on the Jaguars right now. But the Jaguars have made their bet at off-ball linebacker by signing Foye Oluokun, by trading up to get Devin Lloyd in the first round, by taking Chad Muma in the third round. They are not in a position to pursue another off-ball linebacker this offseason, and they won't be for a couple more years. And if they are in position in a couple years, that means either they don't want to pay Foye Oluokun anymore, or Chad Muma or Devin Lloyd have not panned out the way they expect them to. That's the bottom line. I appreciate wanting to make this team the most talented it possibly can be, but with the investments the Jaguars have made at the position this offseason, it's just not viable. It's not possible. It's not doable. And that's not even to mention the 2023 salary cap impact it would have by bringing in Roquan Smith and signing him to a big deal. You would be over the cap. You would not have room to sign Josh Allen or bring in any other free agents. The Jaguars are already expected to be tight against the cap and having to reduce some of the salaries that they currently have when you look at some of the players they signed in 2021. Roy Robertson-Harris, Rayshon Jenkins, Shaquille Griffin. They're going to have to massage the cap by either releasing or restructuring some of those contracts. And that's the bottom line. The Jaguars have made their bed and now they have to lay in it when you look at the defensive side of the ball for 2022. There's no getting around it. That is going to do it. I really appreciate everyone for tuning in. Appreciate all the support. Just had to set the record straight here when we're talking about pursuing players that not only you have to give up draft capital for, but you also have to give up a massive chunk of your salary cap to acquire. Again, I really appreciate everyone's support. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Follow Generation Jaguar at Generation Jag. Make sure to hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube and check genjag.com for all the latest Jaguars news, analysis, and Duval gear.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.